All kinds of time. The Chiefs, no pressure on, and Carr moving left, now right. Now being chased. Holds it. Fires it late for the end zone. It's intercepted. Ron Parker picks it off. And Derek Carr just hands back the football to Kansas City. An interception in the end zone by Ron Parker.
One of the heroes of the win over the Oakland Raiders, a 10th consecutive victory, Ron Parker. Ron, to win 10 straight games after a 1-5 start, what have you learned about this team?
I learned that, man, we got heart, man. Everybody got heart, and then we all believe. So with that being said, 1-5, I think nobody had faith in us to make this turnaround but us. So we all leaned on each other, and it came together and got strong together as a team.
One of the things that we've learned about you is we knew you could play safety. We knew you could play outside on the corner. But this year, with the injury to Phillip Gaines, you had to slide inside. Just how difficult of a transition was that for you to make and kind of solidify this defense?
It was a little difficult transition for me at first because this was a position I never, ever really played in my career. I played every other position in the secondary but that one. But with that being said, I just took it in as a challenge, man. I know I'm a good athlete and able to do stuff, and the coaches won't put me in situations that they didn't think I could do it. So I just took it upon to just learn it and just get it done.
Not only did the team make history with 10 straight wins, you made history. It's more sacks by a DB, career sacks, than any player that's played for this franchise. What about that record?
Man, it's a great feeling. Coming into this game earlier this week, I was messing with the defensive coordinator telling Bob he need to call some blitzes so I can go ahead and get that record. And we kind of laughed it off, and he kind of said he had me. And today I got that extra one, and I didn't know I got it until I came in the locker room after the game. So I'm kind of excited for that.
One of the guys I do want to ask you about is your relationship with Phillip Gaines, a guy that played the position before you slid in. You said that he had come over to your house, that he had helped you learn that position. Just what's that relationship been like? How's that helped you out?
Me and Phillip Gaines, we're real close, man. When he went down in the nickel position, I had to step up. And with that being said, I had questions because I didn't know how to really play that position a little bit. So me and Phillip came to my house after practice and stayed over extra time. We watched film. And he just kind of filled me in on what's the key of playing that position. What can I do and what can I not do? So he did a good job of just helping me learn it and put me in position to make plays.
I want to ask you about the interception. And how difficult it is because Carr had a lot of time to throw. That was like one Mississippi, five Mississippi, six Mississippi. What about the pick in the end zone?
I seen him. He had all day to throw. I mean, we was in the zone coverage, and he was back there just scrambling for his life. And I seen Sean Smith over there. We was in the zone, and Sean Smith committed to coming to run up to get the quarterback. And Amari Cooper was sitting in a little honey hole spot. So I kind of seen Sean Smith commit, and I just ran back and grabbed him. And I had an idea to – that Carl threw it back there because he kind of seen him open, but I kind of baited him a little bit.